Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Bubakr Umar ho gaye, Usman Ali ho gaye. Bubakr Umar ho.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this segment. And the date today is the 3rd of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. And you know, Tuesdays, it is with our beloved Hazrat Mulana Musa Lahir. Let's welcome Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mulana, jazakallah khair for having us once again.
Jazakumullah khairan for joining us, Mulana. How's everything in Cape Town? I'm assuming that's where you are.
Gee, in Cape Town. Cape Town is a little cold this morning. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I heard somebody saying that it's snowing in Somerset West, which is not too far away from where we are. Allah Ta'ala knows best, but we could feel the cold last night.
Okay. And this side here, it's pretty hot. And it's, if you go outside, it's like a heater. Yet we not so far away from each other.
Well, look, normally Cape Town receives the first bout and then it comes away that side there. So, inshallah, maybe it will start cooling off in the next few days that side.
Gee, Mulana, yes, last week we had an interesting discussion of the matriculants and suicide. Mulana, what's the interesting topic for today?
Well, now we're coming towards the December season, and I felt it's also very important for us to discuss our relationships with our parents. Because generally in December time, everybody's guard is down. You know, it's more of a holiday, a festive season, or whatever you want to call it. Festivities are happening, people are on holiday, people are going here, going there. But we are still Muslims. Our late Sheikh Zaman Yusuf Al-Sab Rahmatullah Alayh used to always say, Jis jaha mirahu, jis fiza mirahu, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Whatever, wherever I am, I mean, whatever condition I am in, my taqwa must always remain sahi salamat. In today's times, Maulana, the children are, I don't know, you know, they almost like a different breed altogether. When we were brought up, if we just rolled our eyes, forget even saying anything to our parents, back chatting, etc., there would be consequences, harsh consequences. The children of today, I'm seeing this more and more, you know, and I try to figure out sometimes that where are we going wrong in the upbringing of our children, because they are becoming more and more daring to back answer their parents. This is a very serious crime. Quran Sharif mentions this. وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say "uff" to your parents. You know, and that "uff" doesn't mean now only "uff." It means a lot of things. It means that when your parents tell you something, then you say, ah, or you say, yes, that's so, yarr, or, you know, there's a lot of meaning to us. And I think the younger listeners need to take cognizance of the status of parents. You know, when we were in first year, Maulana, Zadu Talibin was one of the kitabs that we learned.
Gee.
And one of the hadith sharif that we were all taught, Rida Rabbi fi Rida Walidi, wa Sakatu Rabbi fi Sakatil Walidi, and Al Jannatu Tahta Aqdamil Ummahat. You know? So, the happiness of your father, the happiness of Allah Ta'ala lies in the happiness of your father. And the anger, this is the point. The anger of Allah Ta'ala is dependent on the anger of our father. Our parents are something that we can never ever replace. And Allah Ta'ala give those parents that are living sihat, afiyat. Allah Ta'ala grant them good health, remove all their pains and their aches and all the challenges that they face in old age. But children have to understand this year that as parents grow older, the challenges are going to become a little bit more than, and the responsibilities are going to become much more than when they were young and fit. I mean, when we are young and fit, a person doesn't really have much issues and problems. But as you grow older, then now the bones and the body, it has to take its toll. Allah Ta'ala keep us all with afiyat and don't make us muhtaj of anyone.
Ameen.
But sometimes you find that children just take their parents and throw them away into an old age home or a frail care center. And, you know, the first maybe 5 months, 6 months, they will visit regularly. After that, they tend to forget about their parents. And we don't realize what a disservice we are doing to parents, you know, by doing this, by throwing them into these type of homes. I have a friend, Molana, in, I won't mention the area, but alhamdulillah, he opened not an old age home, but a frail care center. So people that are really, you know, dependent on nurse care or, you know, people that have to always be around them, so to speak. And I asked him, what motivated you to open this thing? He said, Maulana, there are so many people that are taking their parents and putting them into Nasara or Yahud old age homes. These people are dying without Iman. Nobody is making talqeen at the time of death. Nobody is giving them encouragement on Iman and Yaqeen and halal food and haram food. Sometimes, you know, this halal friendly is another topic of its own, Maulana. But anyway, his maqsad was solely that if people are coming to, like, this center, at least at the time of their death, some Muslim will be around them, reciting Kalima for them, reciting Surah Yasin for them. And this was very, very heartwarming for me, you know. Alhamdulillah. But the reality is that it is maybe one or two centers like that there in the whole of South Africa, you know, a handful of them. It cannot meet the need for so many elderly and frail. Sometimes when a person has a parent that is now, maybe like Alzheimer's or, you know, a difficult. You know, Maulana, you were very close with Hazrat Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Daya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in the final years of his life, I don't know if it was diagnosed as Parkinson's, but outwardly that's what it seemed like. Right? Hazrat could not. His hands were shaking so much, his body was shaking, even eating time. But the beauty was, his sons would take care of him. The sons would feed him. The sons would hold him, you know, walk with him, be with him. And that was something really, you know, you don't find it in today's time. Youngsters or people of today, when they have parents that have these type of conditions, and they just take them and throw them away into a center. Sometimes I'm saying, you know, they might be a need. But many, many times, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. Many, many times, we can do this job on our own. We can make the khidmat on our own. And we can see to their needs on our own. But because it is infringing on our comfort zone, then we don't want to do it.
Lana, that's a strong message and reminder for us, and we find this is a unfortunately it's common, and we just take it as something that is, and when they are gone, then we want to mourn. And but here's an opportunity, of course, who can ever fulfill the rights of their parents? That's why Allah teaches us to make the dua, Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. And these occasions which we unable to doesn't mean that we should turn the door or close the door and place them in these whole in these homes, these frail care centers. But Mulana, here's a question that many people are asking as well, is that what do we do? Because this is coming from parents now, that the children don't want to look after us. We have become weak, and of course our ulama haq are saying that the harms of these frail care centers from the child's perspective to place the parents there. But when we live amongst our children, we don't feel warm and we don't feel that reception that we need, so or that we deserve, because we've raised them up at least, so they can at least now in this last few stages they can also take care of us, or not that we want it, but we are forced in this situation. It's common, my granny, and I'm sure Mulana knows as well, so many of our elderly, they make the dua that, oh Allah, don't make me muhtaj. That was always their statement. And because they knew that now they have to live under someone, even if it's their child, and it's not going to be the same as when they grew up their child. So here's the complaint, and this is the parents who are saying that we are forced to go into these places. We don't like it, but we prefer to be there than be under children, under the care of or supervision of our children, because they treat us like they're doing us a favor, and meantime we help them. We even gave them our businesses and everything. Now they're standing on 2 feet, but they can't see us the same.
Gee, Maulana, this is exactly the problem that I'm talking about, is that children need to wake up. They need to wake up. They need to understand where their responsibility lies. You know, there's a beautiful hadith of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam, that when a person smiles at his father, then he receives the reward of an accepted hajj. Now, only when you are staying away from your parents, and if you have the desire of receiving maximum amount of hajj, then you will be extra desirous of making amal on this hadith. But now, take for example my own self. I'm living here in Cape Town. My parents are in Indonesia. So, how do I make amal on it? All I do is, whenever we speak on the phone, I smile on the phone, finished. Allah Ta'ala knows I'm smiling, khalas. And I'm hopeful that Allah Ta'ala will give me the reward of that hajj, inshallah. But, Maulana, you know, I think the root cause of this problem of why the children are, you know, mistreating or ill-treating their parents, and parents feel like, unfortunately, they will feel like a burden, you know, like, I feel like I'm a burden on my child, is because the children have become intoxicated with dunya. So the luxuries, the enjoyments of dunya are overwhelming the care, the compassion, the sympathy, the empathy towards one's parents. When we remove that, you know, people that always go in jamaat, Allah Pak reward them abundantly, ikram-e Muslim, forego your needs to fulfill the needs of others. This is something that we are losing in society, and especially when it comes to parents. So it's now no longer ihsan, or it's no longer the haq upon us. We feel like we are doing them a favor, when in reality, by us serving them, they are doing us the favor. Tomorrow they are gone. Who are you going to, whose parents are you going to look after? You're going to go to the old age home and take care of other parents, other people's parents. So, you know, we have to realize that this life is very, very short. Just a few days ago, we lost our Hazrat Qari Ismail, Nesai Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Pakfali Sabar was Noor. And, you know, the message that he had given in that majlis on Saturday night was that take the prescription of the Akabirin and practice upon it. So when the Akabirin, when the Mashayikh tell us, do A, B, C, don't just hear it, frame it, you know, Sheikh said this year. Make amal on it. That is what is important. Otherwise, our life is also ticking away. We can drop dead anytime. And any parent, young parent who has young children, he has great love for his children. But we don't realize also, or perhaps we're optimistic that if Allah Ta'ala gives me long life, my children will also take good care of me, like how I looked after them. But if we don't instill deen in them, and if we don't instill the love of akhirat in them, then they too will be a backfire or a misfire for us. Because all those aspirations, all those dreams, they will then fall away. The child will get involved so deeply into dunya that even the parents, they forget their parents. And then at the time of the janazah, then we are crying crocodile tears, maybe sincere tears also, Allahu Alam. But the reality is, Maulana, what I'm saying is, the crux of the problem is that we are not giving our children sufficient deen. The moment we leave deen out, then dunya will replace deen. And when dunya replaces deen, then even your blue-eyed son or your blue-eyed daughter, you know, the favorite one that you say, that one will also just disappear and lead their own life. But when you give them deen, then their whole vision, their whole maqsad in life is very, very different. Then they realize in serving their parents, they are serving Allah Ta'ala. In serving their parents, they are making amal on the sunnah of Nabi Pak alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, both his parents had passed away. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was very, very young. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had foster mothers, and he would afford them as much respect as perhaps a biological mother. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, "Ummi ba'da ummi." She is my mother after my biological mother. So this is what we have to take the ibrat, the lesson, that when this foster mother used to enter into the home of Nabi Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he would lay, like, you know, basically make ikram. This is what I'm saying. These times, the children, they don't want to do all of that thing. They comfort, because we are teaching them dunya, 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 their comfort has become the priority. And this, they grow upwards, and we think to ourselves, no, when I go old, now I gave my child everything, my child will definitely repay me. No, the child, 9 out of 10 times, will forget about the parent. Forget about the parent. And if the parent becomes like a burden or a nuisance, then it's very easy in today's time to put them in one of these centers. Nursing care, home care. You know, there's so many flowery names today for all of these centers. But it's one and the same, you know.
Mulana, you just you hit the nail on the head, because when we're speaking, we tend to think, then look at we as parents now. we dump our children in these, in the creche and all these places. Okay, Muslims wouldn't do that. They'll just say, okay, we'll put them in a nursery or something of that sort, generally speaking. But ideally, what we are doing is we dumping them at that particular time. So when they get older, they just doing the same thing back. And that's what, they didn't give me the attention.
As you do, so shall you receive.
Gee. I just... Gee, Mulana.
Gee.
No, Mulana, you speak.
So, you know, the reality is, ek din marna hai, aakhir maut. One day we are going to leave this world. Accountability is so important. We, you know, the easiest way for us to get out of this chakkar is make muraqabah maut. Think of yourself that, you know what, now close your eyes 5 minutes before bed, right? And think to yourself right now, there's my last day. My body is there. How many people are even around reading Yasin or they chit-chatting? Do I want this type of janazah? There they're putting the kafan on me. Now they're picking me up. They're taking me to the qabristan. They're putting me down in the qabr. They've hit that last plank in. Now I'm alone. At least in the qabr, there was 2-3 people that were lowering me down, changing my position towards qibla, etc. But after that last plank, now I'm alone in this dark qabr. Sand is being thrown on me. And then maybe if we are fortunate, a little bit of dua, a little bit of Quran Sharif is recited. But after 10 minutes, 15 minutes maximum, I'm left alone in this qabr. What am I taking with me? Am I taking the fancy car? I'm not saying you mustn't have. If Allah Ta'ala has given you, use the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But what am I taking with me? You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed this, that your amal will come to an end, except in the case a person who has a pious child who will continue making dua for them. If we are giving our children so much, you know, the whole cake and just a few crumbs of deen, yeah, a child will probably feel it the first week, second week, third week. But slowly, slowly, the memory will start fading. And the child will then get involved with dunya. Then, how often will they even go to the qabristan? How often will they make dua for us? Our investment is our children. Teach them deen. Inculcate deen into them. So that when we leave this dunya, at least if there's no one else making dua for us, at least my son, my daughter, they're going to make dua for me on a continuous basis. But every parent lives in this facade that, no, my child will never ever forget me. I gave my child a house. I gave my child a car. Whatever my child wanted, I gave them. But did you give them deen? Did you give them deen? That's the question we must ask ourselves. Because that car will get replaced. That home will be sold out. That business, Allah knows best what will happen to it. But deen will remain in the heart of that child. And it will burn in the heart of the child. That, listen now, this is what my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me. This is what I need to do. Allah ta'ala make hifazat, Maulana. We are living in scary, scary times. Think to yourself that I'm going to go into this qabr. Who is even going to make dua for me in today's times? Who is going? And then you see our akabirin, the Mayus Fadal Sab Rahmatullah Alayhi. I don't know how many years now. Till today, people are saying, Salih Tawab. Why? Because his maqsad was deen, not dunya. Not dunya. Take Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. 15 years later, people are still making dua for him. Right? Take any typhoon businessman that passed away that you can think of in the last decade. Are people still thinking of that person and sending Salih Tawab like that? You make your own conclusion. Think deeply about it. And you come to your own conclusion. What is it that we want for the akhirah. Do we want the share of this dunya? Then we'll get it. Allah promised it. We want the bigger piece of the cake for the akhirah. Then inshallah, this is the sacrifice that we have to make.
Mulana, jazakumullah khairan for all these pieces of advice. Inshallah, we'll meet you tonight over the airwaves again, our listeners as well. Tonight, the sawuf, Mulana, what's the topic?
Mulana, tonight, inshallah, I want to also discuss a little bit about our Hazrat Qari Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Qari Ismail Desai Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, and some of the important lessons from his illustrious life.
Inshallah. That will be 8 to 9 for our listeners, inshallah. Make dua for us as well, Mulana. Inshallah, we'll meet you again next week. Assalamu alaikum. From us and the team, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.